This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President George Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry remain tied in most public opinion polls. Kerry is hoping to shake up the race this week with his expected announcement of a running mate. But according to the polls, the Democratic candidate is working on a very small number of undecided voters in this highly polarized election year. NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
A New York Times CBS poll out recently shows tremendous differences between Republicans and Democrats. Is that surprising?
No, but it is interesting how many more people are saying they see a difference between the parties. And it might be part of the reason that Ralph Nader is having so much trouble getting on ballots around the country, because his essential message that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the parties doesn't seem to be selling. You remember back in 1992 when Ross Perot had that message. He was ahead in the polls at this point, ahead of the first President Bush and Bill Clinton. But that is not at all true right now. Fully three-quarters in this poll say that they're important differences between Democrats and Republicans. That's the highest number in 24 years, back when Ronald Reagan was elected president. And then it was evenly split. Yes and no. Are there important differences between the parties? So the polarization has grown markedly in those 20 years.
Of course, President Bush ran 4 years ago as a uniter, not a divider. Do voters hold him at all responsible for the polarization?
According to the poll, a majority do think that he has divided people rather than brought them together. But in truth, of course, there's plenty of blame to go around, Renee. When George Bush came to Washington, he did reach out some to the Democrats, and they essentially rebuffed him, still smarting over the 2000 election and wanting to get back into both Congress and the White House. But also the Republicans in Congress have been extremely harsh to the Democrats in Congress and left them out of many of the consultations that are normally both parties participate in. So it is just fed upon itself. And the results of it in these polls is that 9/10 of the Republicans say that they have absolutely no possibility of changing their minds, that they will vote for George Bush, and 8/10 of the Democrats say they have absolutely no possibility of changing their minds, that they will vote for John Kerry.
Cokey, is it your sense that strong feelings will propel more people to the polls this fall?
It's hard to know, but here's a very interesting question. In this poll, the statement was given, it doesn't matter who is president. Only 17% of the people agreed with that. 82% of the people disagreed with that. Now, for people who care about coverage of politics and participate in politics, that seems obvious, but it has not always been the case. Back in 1992, only 38% said that that was wrong. Said that was right. I'm sorry. 38% said that was right. 60% disagreed with it. Now, what we're dealing with here is very strong feelings about George Bush, both pro and con. There's an I want Bush crowd. There's an anybody but Bush crowd. What John Kerry has not yet done is convince people who aren't thrilled with Bush to vote for him.
And Kerry's choice of a running mate, how much difference would that make for those undecided voters?
It's just very hard to see. Of the crowd that he is talking about right now, it's hard to see that anybody would have a big impact of bringing over the voters who are looking for something in John Kerry. But it's a big moment for him, because it's the first time that he will have the undivided attention of the press and the country in a very long time. And the Republicans are, of course, ready for that. They've already apparently got ads ready saying that his first choice for vice president was a Republican, John McCain, and that he wouldn't do the job.
Cokey, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts joins us each week to talk politics.